Blog Talk Radio. I don't know about the rest of you, but I love this time of the day. I love how the cool, crisp night air kisses the ground, leaving behind a gentle layer of dew. I love looking up into the night sky and seeing the moon shining down upon us like an old, trusted friend. I look forward to spending our Thursday nights here together on Blog Talk Radio as we travel together on this journey into the night.
Journey into the Night. I am Lisa Vandiver, your host for tonight. And unfortunately, Linda will not be with us tonight. She is sick with the flu. So let's everybody join with me tonight and wish her best wishes for a fast recovery. And if you're friends with her on Facebook and Twitter and her social groups, holler at her and tell her send her best wishes to her. So anyway, tonight I'm doing it. So I hope I can do half as well as she does because she is an excellent host. So y'all just bear with me tonight. So anyway, I am excited tonight for my guest coming on. It's Vince Galleon. And he's originally from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but he now resides in Raleigh, North Carolina. He is a guy who asks lots of questions, not only of himself, but also of his society and the world around him. Although he claims he's found no answers, that hasn't stopped him in his quest to gain perspective on a little something we call life. As a young teenager in 1984, Vince began journaling and, within a few years, began writing short stories in both the horror and the suspense genres. Although none of his submissions were ever published, he did receive one credit for a submission in his college's literary magazine. Undeterred, he kept writing and in his early 20s took on the challenge of documenting his youth, which he completed in 1994 but never published. The untimely passing of his significant other in early 2012 set him on a two-year journey of grieving and coping, one littered with many unexpected emotional roadblocks. As someone who enjoyed writing and keeping a journal in his formative years, he decided to dust off the old notebooks and re-engage in the practice of journal writing in order to help collect his thoughts and cope with his loss. As he worked through the process, he decided to self-publish his journal entries in compilations. Thus was born the Narratives series. Volume 1 was released in the fall of 2012 and was quickly followed by 5 additional volumes over the course of the next 3 years. Although these works have not achieved commercial success, they have had received well by readers of the personal transformation, self-empowerment, modern philosophy, and humanism genres. His most recent work, titled From Thoughts to Written Words, Learn to Journal from the Soul, dives into the world of journal writing and provides insight and guidance for anyone who wants to learn how to journal. When he's not at his real job, you can find him sucking down venti-sized coffees at a brisk pace inside his local Starbucks, thinking up new projects and pondering his mystery, Questions of Life. So now, help me welcome Vince Galleon to the show. Hi, Vince. How are you?
Hey, Lisa. Thanks so much for having me on the show tonight.
Good to have you. I know you hail from Philly. Can you tell me what it was like growing up there?
Yeah, well, I mean, I grew up in Philadelphia. I was born and raised in Philly, and grew up in the 70s and early 80s. So lived in a neighborhood where there were a lot of other kids. You know, families had 2-3 children per household. So we had quite a neighborhood and quite a crew. It was a lot of fun.
Our parents
could never get us in the house. You know, it was right. One of those things where you come home from school, okay, come in for dinner, and then go back out and come in for curfew. So that was kind of our life growing up. It was great.
Yeah, sounds really great. And now you're living in North Carolina, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Now, what part of North Carolina was it?
This is Raleigh.
Raleigh?
Central part.
Okay.
Of the state. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm sure it's quite different living there than in Philadelphia, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's and of course, you know, with time things change.
Right.
I guess the biggest comparison I could make is Philadelphia is more of a neighborhood city. So a lot of people grow up there and, you know, they form friendships in their formative years and they have those friends, you know, throughout their life. So they're basically there in the city among the people that they've grown up with. Raleigh is definitely a different city because there are transplants that have come in from, you know, all corners of the United States. There's a big tech sector here. So it's a different environment altogether.
You're right. Yeah. Well, you know, I was in North Carolina, but it was a long time ago. I tell you how long it's been since I've been to North Carolina was this first time I ever watched Star Wars, the very first Star Wars movie.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's going back
a ways. Yeah, it was going back a ways. So, yeah. But I always liked North Carolina. I thought it was a pretty place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, absolutely.
But now,
Raleigh's a nice area.
Philadelphia, I'd love to go see it. So it's on my list of places to visit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You definitely
all
get
right.
there. A lot of history.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah, there is. Well, all right. Now, let's see. You say in your bio that you've been seeking answers to the meaning of life. Can you share some of your thoughts on that with us?
Well, that's actually, you know, that's actually an interesting question, because what I've learned is, you know, throughout the years, things change and we change as people, of course, and mm-hmm. what we're looking for at certain points of our life, that changes as well. But I think, you know, to take this all the way back probably to my teenage years, I recall being the type who was always somewhat introspective. So I always had questions that I would ask myself and, you know, just needed time to process those questions. So I would kind of mm-hmm. like get away from it all. I remember there was a neat place that I used to go right across the street from my neighborhood, and I would walk up this hill and sit at the top of the hill and watch the sunset in the summer and just, you know, ponder life. Mm-hmm. Of course, questions are much different, you know, then when you're a teen mm-hmm. versus when you're, you know, an adult. But
right.
I've kind of carried that with me throughout my life. So I was always one who was the type who was looking for answers, wondering, mm-hmm. you know, what is out there, what's really out there, mm-hmm. that type of thing. And I think that
right.
you know, over time that's definitely changed. And up until recently, say the past, you know, five years or so, I really didn't find any answers. So mm-hmm. it was a lot of trial and error, and, you know, only
right.
through the events that occurred, you know, in the past few years,
mm-hmm.
did that give me a different perspective. So
right.
This is one of those
yeah.
things where you have to live life and, you know, you kind of figure it out along the way.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, but, being curious about the, in my opinion, being curious about, you know, things like the meaning of life and life beyond us and everything. I think that comes from an author's mind, a writer's mind. People of that storytellers. I think that's one of the marks of writers. Is having that mm-hmm. curiosity, that natural curiosity. So I think that's interesting.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what I've done is I've basically taken a lot of those questions, and I haven't necessarily, you know, thrown those into characters and created fictional works.
Mm-hmm.
No, these are actually, you know, my journal entries. So the things that I think about,
right.
the emotions that I'm processing.
Yeah.
So that
right.
that's what's different about the type of writing that I do.
Right, because yours is a journaling.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a journal. So can you
yes.
can you share with us about your journaling and the early years and how you got into it and everything?
Yeah. I remember going all the way back to probably around the time I was 12 or 13 years old. I remember having vivid dreams sometimes at night, and you know, the next day, you know, wake up, go to school, and something triggers it. You start thinking, oh, what was that dream I had? I remember parts of it. So mm-hmm. what I decided to do was write them down, you know, after waking when I had them. So before I went off to school, I mean, that was like the first thing I did. So I would write them down, and I'd later go back and read them. But from there, that kind of morphed into me writing more about my own thoughts, my own emotions, just my day, you know, the things that might have been bothering me or the things that I was tossing around in my head. And that was kind of how I started along
mm-hmm.
that journaling process. And then, you know,
mm-hmm.
after a few years, I kind of put that down and then, you know, went about life and took on some other projects here. And I always enjoyed writing.
Mm-hmm.
And from, you know, from that point, I was then working on a book that I was, you know, documenting my youth, that type of thing. And then
mm-hmm.
many years later, I came back to journaling. And what brought me
mm-hmm.
back to it, of course, was, you know, with the death of my significant other. So
right.
there were about, I would say, 20 years, maybe about 20 years or so between actually, you know, finishing that draft copy to when
mm-hmm.
I picked up the pen again and started writing again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's interesting. I know you were saying about dreams. You were having dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever thought about some of your dreams that you had, maybe turning those into a fictional story, into characters later on, maybe?
Yeah, actually, that's funny that you bring that up, because I have one. I actually have two fictional stories, two fictional works that I published as ebooks, and one is titled Chasing Angels. That's the book that's where I actually went back. When I went back and read some of these dreams, I kind of formed a concept for a story from those dreams. So what you find in there is parts of and ideas based off of some of the entries that I'd written, you know, going back to when I was 12, 13 years old. So yeah, I did turn it into a story, which is kind of interesting. It was a fun write.
Yeah. Well, you should try that sometime. I think you would probably be good at it. So, well, all right. So let's talk about the narratives. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. That was the narrative series. That was essentially born out of the tragedy that I had to that I was faced with. So,
right.
My significant other passed in the very beginning of 2012. So there were a number of months that went by where I was, you know, kind of struggling to sort out my own thoughts and my own emotions, and you know, I had plenty of help along the way, but I found that at many times in the evenings and later into the night and the early morning hours, I was just very restless. So I remember one day I was tossing and turning. I think I was on like an hour's sleep or whatever. I think it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. I got up and I thought, well, I can't call anybody. I can't talk to anybody at this hour of the night. Everyone is asleep. So then I got the idea or the thought in my head, I need to start writing some stuff down just to kind of settle my mind or quiet my mind a little bit. So what I did is I broke out the pen and paper and I just started writing. And from that point, I realized I had a lot that I needed to kind of get off my chest. So I started building these journal entries whenever I felt the need to do so. And then after I had about 16 of them together, I decided that I probably wanted to, I was on the fence about it, but I thought about publishing them. And I thought, okay, well, this is really scary because these are my own thoughts and, you know, and my emotions.
Right.
And this is, if I'm going to do this, then it's going to go out in the public domain. And It's a very scary proposition, but I thought, hey, if this is something that I can do that would help others who are maybe in a similar situation and they're also looking for, you know, something to help them, to know that someone else has gone through that and has come out okay on the other side, then it's all worth it. So that was how I got the idea for the series.
Yeah. Well, I commend you for your courage to pin out your emotions like that and to share it with the public. You know, a lot of people would not do that. You know, a lot of people would just keep that to themselves. And so I think that's great that you're doing that in order to help other people. I mean, I used to do poems, you know, and of course, you know, use poetry to to write poetry when I was feeling sad or, you know, an emotion and everything, but I've never published my poems. So, but I think it's great that you're doing that. And I know that, others who are going through similar situations like this with, that you've gone through, I'm sure these are going to help them. So it takes courage to do that. So I commend you for that. Yeah.
Thanks. Yep. It's a tough thing to do, but you know, I looked at it as, you know, I was the type of person who let fear drive me for many years. So it was time to move past that. I thought if I could overcome this and get these works out there, because that's really the only thing that was holding me back was the fear about it. So I decided to do it and let the chips fall where they may.
Yeah. Fear is one of the most paralyzing things can be in your life, you know.
Sure.
So you have to capture that. So a lot of people don't, you know.
No,
it holds a lot of people
back. A lot of people. Yep.
Right. So, that's good. All right. So, can you tell us about thoughts to written words, learn to journal from the soul? Can you tell us a little bit mm-hmm. about that?
Yeah, I was. I had just finished up. Actually, it had been some time since I finished up another in my narrative series. So at that point, I had written six of them, and then I thought to myself, well, if you know, I had talked to people, explained to them what I do, the type of writing that I do, and people would say to me, oh man, I always thought about doing that. I don't know how to get started. I have no idea mm-hmm. what to write about. So when I kept hearing this repeatedly, I thought, well, this is great. I mean, if I can do this and I can share a little bit of my process, how to journal and what I journal and just kind of take someone through that, then, you know, that might help someone who's trying to get started but doesn't really have a means of doing so. They're just kind of, you know, stuck at the very beginning of the process. Mm-hmm. So I decided to write this book to talk a little bit about my process and the things that I do to create journal entries. So it's mm-hmm. more or less, you know, this is a self-help exercise. That's all it really is. And a lot of
right.
people, they want to be able to express their thoughts and emotions. Some have a difficult time doing so. And journaling is one way of being able to do that, at least become, you know, fluid at it. It makes it easier to transfer. Mm-hmm. After you've done it for a while, it makes it a lot easier to transfer, you know, those thoughts and those emotions to a page. Mm-hmm. So that was the purpose of this book. Just to kind of give
yeah.
a little bit of a guide as to, you know, how I do how the process works for me, and you know, how it might work for someone else.
Yeah. Now, do you post any of these journal entries on your blog, or do you have a blog? Do you?
Yeah, I actually have on my website. I have a few entries that I've posted. Actually, my first
okay.
book, titled The Narratives Keeping the Soul Alive, is actually free, so you can download it on any of the major ebook platforms. And I've also posted a PDF copy of it on my website. In addition to that, I have a few other select entries that I've posted as well. So that's all under it's on my website, and it's under the freebies page. That's all the
mm-hmm.
the free stuff that I have out there that readers can
yeah.
can download. So yeah, so it's there. You can just go and check it out.
Yeah, it's www.vincegleon.com.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Correct.
All right. So now I had asked you earlier, and I don't know if you did or not, and it's okay. Do you have anything prepared to read a little bit to us, or?
No, I really don't have anything
okay.
that I have prepared. So, but
okay.
if we have time later, I could probably try to pull something out of my hat really quick.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now, what are you working on now?
Well, right now, I've just considering the type of writing that I do. I mean, the core stuff is all about journaling, so it's about my own, you know, process of growth and self discovery and answering my
mm-hmm.
own mystery questions to life and things like that. So it's whenever I have something to write, I will write it. And it's something that I really can't force. So it just has to
mm-hmm.
happen to me. So in between, you know, working on those types of pieces, I have some ideas for some fictional things that I float around every now and then. So sometimes I'll work on plots. I also do a few blog posts here and there. So I've actually
mm-hmm.
written, I just finished up a blog post on blog interviews for the Book Marketing Tools guys, which they do a lot of posts and things that just help other authors. And so I do some stuff for them. And, you know, other than that, I just kind of try to gather thoughts for future work potentially, but nothing right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like, you know, I'll finish a narrative's book, I'll publish it, and then I have to wait for, you know, for life to kind of, you know, just hit me, and then I go from there. So it's basically,
yeah.
you know, I'll write when I have things that are going on in my life that I need to examine and, you know, questions I might have. So, you know,
yeah.
it's just kind of very subjective as to when this writing actually gets done.
Right. So you don't write in journal every day.
No, I used to. As a teenager, I used to, but not anymore.
Yeah.
It's
kind
of taken on
a
different slant in a way.
Yeah.
So,
I know that, you know, I think everybody probably tried to do this, you know, at some point in their life, but I would write, you know, get one, and I would write a couple of days and everything, but then it kind of became, you know, mundane, the same
mm-hmm.
stuff every day, so it kind of was boring to me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm thinking, oh, Lord, you know, my life is so boring, but, I had tried that, and then I thought about, you know, doing it on my blog, like doing an author's blog where I thought about talking about an everyday life of an author and everything, but it just, you kind of run out of things to write about and everything, or at least I do, so that is my problem with writing journals.
Yeah, we all do at times.
Yeah.
And definitely when it comes to journal writing, I mean, for me, I've, you know, recognized that, you know, it's about my experiences. It's about, you
right.
know, giving life. And as things happen, things that I need to process, things that I need to work through, then it's time
mm-hmm.
to write. So, so if I'm not writing, then I'm in a good place.
Right. Well, that's good. Well, all right. So your books are all at Amazon. Are there other places that you sell them at, or is it just Amazon?
Yeah, they're on a number of different sites. There's all of the major ebook platforms. They're available. So we're talking Amazon, iBooks, Barnes & Noble, Toledo,
okay.
Scribe, there's a bunch of Kobo, there's a whole bunch of them, and they're all listed on my website, but
mm-hmm.
yeah, so I've got them across all the platforms on as ebooks, and for paperbacks, they're available on Amazon and CreateSpace, so those are the two
mm-hmm.
paperback platforms that I currently have my works on.
Okay, well, that's good. I asked you if there was anything else you're working on. Is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
Well, I think that, you know, my works are primarily about my thoughts and my emotions, the things that I'm dealing with in life. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, and that's where journaling does help. So if you're trying to work through something, some sort of issue that you've been struggling with, or you're having a tough time making sense of,
mm-hmm.
then it's definitely a worthwhile exercise to try to put that down on paper, because at times
mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier when you're just focusing on one thing. You know, you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have this thought in my head, and it's at the forefront of my mind, and I'm going to write this down. So a lot of times, you know, there's multiple things that are going on in our head. So we're thinking about a bunch of different things, but it's
mm-hmm.
it's a good exercise to write them out, you know,
mm-hmm.
as they're coming to the forefront. So, you know, I look at it as an exercise that gives me perspective. So I'll be,
mm-hmm.
sometimes I'll write a whole bunch of things out on a page, and then I'll go back and I'll reread them, and then I'll realize, oh man, I had no idea this was bothering me, or, you know, this is the root of all these other issues that I am potentially sorting through. So you can see it a lot easier when you're looking at it on a page at times,
yeah.
rather than trying to keep it all in your head and trying to sort it out in your head.
Yeah, it's really a healing process, isn't it?
It is, and, you know, for me, the process itself, in terms of dealing with the loss that I experienced, that took about
mm-hmm.
2.5 years to get through. And then, you know,
mm-hmm.
once I reached the end of that process, I realized, wow, there are other things here that I'm trying to sort through. And again, that goes
mm-hmm.
back to, you know, what's my purpose? Why am I here? What's the meaning of life? All those fun questions.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, journaling those, and that's kind of how the series kept going. So it moved from an exercise in healing towards one of transforming my life. And mm-hmm. a lot of that was it was sitting inside of me. I just didn't recognize it, and I needed to, you know, actually write it out to be able to figure it out. So that's kind of how the last couple of years have gone. So it's been more about my own growth process and, you know, what I find important and what really matters to me as mm-hmm. I live my life today.
Right. Okay. Well, now you said on the narrative series, volume one was released in the fall of 2012, and then there was 5 additional volumes. Did you release them under what's the title of the? Are they in different books, or how does that? How did you publish
them? Yeah, they're different books, but they're all uh-huh. released under the series titled The Narratives. So,
okay.
And when I actually, that bio needs to be updated because now there are 7 instead of 5. So,
okay.
if you,
okay.
yeah, so, and again, it's just, you know, one after the other, they came as I was living life and experiencing, you know, the things that I needed to deal with and things of that nature. Just that's the direction my life took me. So it has taken mm-hmm. me through 7 volumes of books. And the books mm-hmm. are short. I mean, they're journal entries, so you can read them. You know, they're like 2 or 3 pages each. But I think in total, I've probably written and published over 100 entries so far.
Okay. Okay.
And that kind of documents my last 5 years since the tragedy. So yeah, and
okay.
it's a living thing. So it'll continue on as I move forward in life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, if someone are you available for people to ask you questions about how to begin this? Or
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. All right. Let's see. This is a total different thing, but I was laughing at your bio where you drink down venti sized coffee at brisk pace inside the Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a coffee drinker, so what is your favorite flavor of coffee?
Well, actually, it's just the regular brewed coffee, but I like the strongest one, so it's one of those guys, Sumatra,
yeah.
Komodo, whatever. Yeah, so it's got to be strong.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I go through them pretty quick, so it's not uncommon for me to go through 2 or 3 of those in about 2 hours, which is a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're a bigger coffee drinker than I am.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an addiction, but I got started at a young age. I mean, my grandfather would put the espresso in front of me, like a family dinner. He'd say, "Here, drink this." And I would drink, drink another one. So that's where it all started. I can blame him for that. I was like 10 at the time, so that's when I became caffeine addicted.
Yeah, it's a funny story, but my grandfather fed me. I was 2 days old, and my grandfather gave me coffee out of a teaspoon.
Wow.
And
okay,
so
that's much earlier than me. Okay.
Yeah. So I love my coffee, too.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was kind of funny. But okay. All right. I'm trying to think of some other things to ask you about. Is there anything else that you'd like to share? Anything else you'd like to share with us? Future plans?
I kind of fly by the seat of my pants on some of this stuff. So it's just, whatever tomorrow brings, that's what tomorrow brings. And, the most recent book that I finished, and this one just came out at the beginning of November, mm-hmm. it's titled, it's another in the narrative series, it's titled From the Heart. And this one was written out of, in the wake of a breakup in the relationship. So, it was mm-hmm. one of those things where I was kind of moving along and everything was cool. And this happened, and then I had a whole bunch of new things to process. So,
mm-hmm.
I went ahead and journaled that, and I could see the interesting thing about it is when you do this type of writing, you kind of have an idea of where you're at and where you're at in your process. So I realized, you know, after I had written a bunch of entries that, okay, now I'm actually good. So you could see the progression from, you know, from day one and how miserable I felt to day whatever. Right. And when I realized I was over the hump. So yeah, it's really a good exercise. And even if you're, you know, someone who has, the last time you, you know, put pen to paper was high school or whatever, it doesn't matter. Just go back to it. You know, it's just a matter of getting things out of your head and getting them down so you can process them differently. So that's really the one thing that, you know, that I would encourage listeners to do, and just try to work through. Know that you always have help. Everyone has a support group, support system, your friends, your family, and I'd encourage people to, you know, make use of their support systems, because that's big. I mean, even though I was doing this writing, you know, I had a bunch of people that I could rely on. If I just needed to talk, I could talk to them. So that's very important.
Now, do you think you'll ever put these into audio?
You know, I thought about it. I haven't really done anything with it yet. I've had a couple people ask me about it, and I might have to look into that at some point. I guess it was one of the online podcasts that discussed translating books into audio and the ins and outs of it. So I've just kind of scratched the surface of it, but it's a good idea. So I have to look at it a little bit closer coming up sometime, you know, going forward. But I've thought about it. I rolled the idea around in my head.
I think that would be interesting. And I think audio books are finding their place here, and so it might reach audiences that you might otherwise not reach. And so I've been thinking about doing that with my books, but I think you have a great voice too, so I think that would, you should do it yourself too.
Oh, you think I should do it, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, that would be cheaper than paying somebody else to do it. Actually, I have a friend who said, you know, he had brought this up. He said, you know, I do a lot of driving, and your works, you know, I could read them in like an hour, but it would be great if I could listen to them. He does a lot of driving back and forth. So he's in the car an hour at a time. So he could do, you know, he could listen to one book and finish one book on one drive. It's definitely a good idea. Yeah. I just have to spend more time with it. So.
Yeah, it is. It is expensive to hire someone, and so Linda and I have checked out what to do and everything. And she's got a great voice, and so she has actually done one audio book, and so she's actually going to do one of mine for me, one of my romance novels for me. So I'm excited about that. I think it'll work out. Well, all right. I appreciate you coming in tonight. Now you did earlier. You talked about that you did do one fiction book, correct? Or you're working on one?
Yeah, there's actually two of them. They're two short fiction works. One's titled Chasing Angels, and the other's titled Ava. And they're both available as ebooks. They're not in paperback form because they're too short. They're about 45 to 50 pages each.
Chasing
Angels is a book that, like I said, I had come up with the idea from looking back on some of the journal entries and the entries that I'd written regarding the dreams I had when I was a youngster. So I decided to pull together a story where a man is kind of trapped in this state where he's unsure if he's living in a dream or if it's his reality. So, you know, each chapter kind of takes him through trying to figure out whether this is really a dream state or this is reality. And the further he gets into, further we get into the story, the more he's convinced that he's living in a dream. But
that'd be interesting.
It doesn't necessarily, you know, doesn't quite work out that way. But and he finds a few things along the way that kind of make him question that. So I don't want to give away the ending, so I'll just leave it at that.
Right.
But it's gotten a couple of good reviews, which has been great.
Awesome.
And the other story, titled Ava, that is more or less a story about a man who has to reconcile what's going on in his town after a tragic event. So essentially, you know, when I write these fictional stories, parts of the main character, those are based on parts of my personality.
Mm-hmm.
So in this story, he's trying to piece together what's happening in his town in the wake of dealing with a death as well, just as I was.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a little bit of a paranormal bent slant to it. And he, you know, has to face the actual issue at the very end of the story, of course, and I'm not going to give that ending away as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I went ahead and wrote these, and actually I'd written both of them in between when I was working on some of my journal entries. So it was kind of like a way for me to pass time if I wanted to do some writing and I didn't have enough together for another narrative book. I just started
mm-hmm.
working on these, and then, you know, so I actually wound up doing one of the fictional stories and then some of the journal entries at the same time, which was fun because it gave me some different things to write about.
Oh, right. Yeah. I think that's good too. You know, it stretches your mind, and the more you write, the more material you'll come up with. And so, it helps. So,
it's definitely changed, at least in my case. You know, my writing has changed, and it's gotten better.
Uh-huh.
It's improved as I've gone through this process. So not
mm-hmm.
only have I changed, but my writing has also changed, which
right.
is a good thing. So it's growth in that area as well.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well, all right. I appreciate you coming in tonight, and you'll have mm-hmm. to come back with sometime when you have more books and more some more of your journals written, so we can share with the public and everything, and help you any way we can.
Okay, absolutely.
So, so everybody out there, to find out more about Vince, you can go to his website, which is www.vincegouillon.com, excuse me. He has his Amazon author page. He is on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, and Pinterest. Now, his social media links can be found on our show site as well as our website. And as always, this show will be in archives after tomorrow and will remain there. So send your family and friends there to listen to the show, and they can catch this show and our other shows on the YouTube channel in a couple of days. So, Vince, I thank you for coming on with us, and it's been interesting. And I wish Linda was here with us, and I sure do miss her, but it's been
That's
an
right.
enjoyable
you
conversation.
Did
and, oh, well, thank you. I appreciate
you
that.
Did great.
I was a little nervous. I was a little nervous. I admit it. But it's been fun. You made it easy. So, we welcome you back anytime. So
that would be awesome. Thanks so much.
All right. So, any last words before I let you go?
Let's say this. If anybody has any questions, they could feel free to contact me. Just go onto my website, and there's a contact
uh-huh.
form out there. And they could also catch me, you know, on any of my social media channels. So, you know, I welcome all questions,
yep.
comments, anything I can do to help is
yep.
no problem at all.
Well, all right, then. All right, well, thank you. And we'll say good night.
All right, thanks so much, Lisa. Appreciate it.
All right, good night.
Good night.